Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, June 18th. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 77 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is west at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.67. The dew point is 68 degrees. And the current heat index is 79 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Northwest Kansas farmers are on high alert as stripe rust, a wheat disease, spreads due to recent rains.
We've had enough rains here and there, and we've kind of had some cooler temperatures that the stripe rust has really flourished. And unfortunately, if you had some decent wheat this year and you weren't scouting it and looking at it, go look at it, because you're probably going to find stripe rust up on the flag leaves, and by now it's too late to spray.
That's Cottonwood Extension District Agent Stacy Campbell. This disease marked by yellow or orange stripes on leaves is most dangerous when wheat is flowering. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Governor Laura Kelly joined the Kansas African American Affairs Commission on Monday to celebrate Juneteenth at the State House. This marks the first year Juneteenth is observed as a state holiday. It's been a federal holiday since 2021. In observance of the holiday on Wednesday, June 19th, executive branch state offices under Governor Kelly's authority will be closed. Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in the U.S. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife Jenny developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Jenny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced that $41.1 million in Community Service Program, or CSP, tax credits have been awarded to support the fundraising efforts of 26 nonprofit organizations across Kansas. And these funds will enhance local access to quality child care, health care, education, arts, and housing services. Governor Kelly said these tax credits are vital to ensure Kansas's nonprofit organizations have the necessary resources to positively impact communities across Kansas. She said community service program tax credits are a valuable tool that encourages investment and engagement in local nonprofits. Established in 1994, CSP provides substantial tax incentives to donors, with a 70% tax credit available for contributions in rural communities of populations less than 15,000 and a 50% tax credit in larger communities. The credits are a direct deduction from the donor's state tax obligation. Each project addresses unique community needs, from modernizing infrastructure to enhancing cultural and recreational resources, and the awarded projects include initiatives such as replacing city pool facilities, expanding and renovating community libraries, historic preservation efforts, and expanding arts facilities and senior care services. Awardees were selected through a competitive score-based process, and out of 54 applications requesting over $9.8 million in tax credits, 26 projects were chosen. Day 4 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Report is being brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, and the Kansas Cooperative Council. With hot, dry wind blowing sideways, Kansas wheat producers are often running in full harvest mode. While many growers are pleasantly surprised with better-than-anticipated results, severe hailstorms over Father's Day weekend sunk the sale for others by mowing down ripened fields. According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service Crop Progress Report for the week ending June 16th, officially the Kansas wheat harvest is 28% complete, well ahead of 6% complete last year and 8% on average. Winter wheat conditions were rated at 25% poor to very poor, 36% fair, and 39% good to excellent. In Ellis County, it's a tale of two wheat crops. According to Eric Worth with the Golden Belt Co-op Association, he said there are fields that germinated in the fall, looked like they would die, but made it far enough to receive moisture and fill heads. And then there are fields that didn't germinate until January, February, and are still a week out from being ready to cut. As a result, harvest has been slow to get going, with trucks trickling into the elevator starting on Wednesday, June 12th. The co-op has received about 100,000 bushels so far, putting the harvest at 10 to 15% complete, as producers finish planting their fall Milo crop and wait for their later fields to mature. Despite the year's weather challenges, including random rains and some hit-or-miss hail, Worth noted that the wheat is coming in has good quality at 61.5 pounds per bushel and 11.8% moisture. On average, low-end yields are around 20 bushels per acre, with better fields hitting 40 to 50 bushels per acre. To follow along with harvest updates, you can use hashtag WheatHarvest24 on social media and tag at KansasWheat on Facebook, Instagram, and X to share your harvest stories and photos. Last year, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced that the Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program would increase the value of coupons it gives to seniors from $35 to $50. And as a result, more than 6,000 seniors participated in the program, and Kansas farmers redeemed $211,264 worth of benefits. This year, the coupon redemption amount will stay at $50, and eligible seniors can apply for the Kansas Senior Farmer Market Nutrition Program from June 1st until September 30th. The coupons will be given out on a first-come, first-served basis, and seniors are encouraged to apply early. The coupons will be sent in $5 increments and be delivered in one shipment. These coupons can be redeemed at participating farmers markets from authorized vendors, which will be identified with signage showing they are authorized to accept the coupons. Building on the success of last year's transition, the Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program will continue offering digital coupons, and the change was made to streamline the distribution process and make it more convenient for seniors to access their benefits. Seniors are eligible if they are 60 years of age or older, or if they are at least 55 years old and a member of an Indian tribal organization. Eligible seniors must also have an annual gross household income before taxes are withheld at or below 185% of the federal poverty level. Eligible foods to purchase with the Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program coupons from authorized farmers at participating farmers markets are defined as fresh, nutritious, unprepared, locally grown fruits, vegetables, locally produced honey, and cut herbs that are grown in Kansas. Seniors can find more information about eligibility requirements, as well as information on how to apply for the Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program, or how to use the coupons by visiting the website at kdhe.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, 31-year-old Joshua Rodenbaugh of Grand Island was arrested on Friday for first-degree assault on an officer, third-degree assault on an officer, obstructing a police officer, and resisting arrest. According to Grand Island Police, at around 6:30 p.m. on Friday, officers responded to the 100 block of East 3rd Street in reference to a disturbance, where Grand Island Police said Rodenbaugh walked away from officers and disobeyed commands to stop. The Grand Island Police said Rodenbaugh then pulled away from officers, fighting them and biting one on the hand. Additional officers then arrived on the scene and arrested Rodenbaugh. Captain Dean Elliott said one of the officers will require surgery on their knee and is out of service for the foreseeable future, and he added that it is to be determined if the second officer involved in the incident will require further medical treatment. According to court records, on Monday, Lancaster County District Judge Kevin McManaman sentenced 38-year-old Brent Lopez to at least 25 years in prison for shooting a Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services caseworker last year. He was found guilty of first-degree assault, attempted first-degree assault, two counts of using a weapon to commit a felony, and two counts of third-degree assault. On September 26, two Department of Health and Human Service child welfare caseworkers went to Lopez's home in the North Bottoms neighborhood. As they approached the house near 7th and Y Streets, Lopez opened the front door and fired at them. One of the caseworkers was shot in his thigh and buttocks, and his wounds were not life-threatening. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a railroad crossing project is due to begin today, June 18th, on N-44. The crossing repair work is being done by the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, and you need to follow the marked detours. The work is anticipated to take 2 days. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas released a statement on the Farm Bill Framework proposal announced by Senator John Boozman of Arkansas, the ranking member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture. He said that the Farm Bill Framework does exactly what farmers in Kansas and throughout the country have asked for. It puts more farm in the Farm Bill by bolstering crop insurance, modernizing the farm safety net, expanding market access and development programs, maintaining locally led conservation programs, and investing in rural communities. He said he commends Senator Boozman for producing a robust framework that continues the conversation to ultimately reauthorize the Farm Bill. And he looks forward to continuing the debate and working with his colleagues to make certain that they provide producers with the tools they need to combat the consequences of prolonged drought and help bring certainty to farmers, ranchers, and families in Kansas. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, June 10th, Commissioner Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance are Richard Thompson and Marvin Matchett. Members of the Norton County Soil Conservation District were present to present the 2025 request budget, and they also reported on HB 2800, which would amend current law pertaining to conservation districts. Fig Millen reviewed the proposed budget for 2025 to the commission and the request of $25,000 of county funding, which was an increase from 2024 by $2,000. Joyce Quinn was in to visit with the commission about recent flooding in the north part of Almena, as during the recent heavy rain, flooding occurred on streets and the county roadway. The commission stated that they will have Terry review the site and see what action can be taken. A motion was made by County Commissioner Matchett to approve the May 31st, 2024 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Craig Poe, the Executive Director with High Plains Mental Health, Carla McPhee, Outreach and Education Specialist, and Lindsay Peterson and Jean Ann Wilson, board members of High Plains Mental Health, were present to deliver the annual report and 2025 budget request. In 2023, High Plains treated 356 clients in Norton County, and this was down from 2022 when the number of clients was 405. The total clients served by High Plains in the Northwest District was 6,978, and the breakdown by numbers for Norton County was for people 0 to 9 years of age, 32 of them, 10 to 19 years of age, 90, 20 to 24 years of age, 37, 25 to 59 years of age, 175, 60 to 64 years of age, 6, and 65 years of age and over, 16. Ted White with the Norton County Landfill and Terry Laughlin with the Norton Road Department were in to discuss budgets. The commission worked with Terry and Ted to prepare their line item budgets, and Terry also provided the commission with a work schedule and review of department operations. Dionisio Rivera, the Developmental Director for the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center, provided the annual report and budget request to the commission. Dionisio stated that within the last 12 months in Norton County, they provided 10 forensic interviews, individual advocacy for 26 children in 161 times, two medical exams, and therapy for 6 children for 25 sessions. Dionisio thanked Norton County for their support in the past budget and made a request for equal funding for 2025. The Norton County Commission reviewed the Norton County Hospital Board names submitted to fill an unexpired term, and a motion was then made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint Robert D. Wyatt to the unexpired term, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. With no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned until June 17th. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a chip seal project on June 20th on K-60 in Norton County. The work will take place on the entire 4 miles of K-60, starting at the U.S. 36 junction and extending north to the K-383 junction near Almena. The traffic will be directed through the work zones by flaggers and a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays not exceeding 15 minutes. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in a week, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your local experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 82 and breezy, with a southwest wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms mainly between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., and then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m., with a low around 56 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 90%. On Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely between 10 a.m. before 10 a.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be cloudy on Wednesday with a high near 65, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. And on Wednesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 60. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 a.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 86. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 88 and breezy. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 91. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 92. And on Monday, should be sunny with a high near 95. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 77 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is west at 10 with gusts to 18 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.67. The dew point is 68 degrees. And our current heat index is 79 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Kansas farmers are harvesting their 150th hard red winter wheat crop this summer, thanks to the Mennonite farmers who brought turkey red wheat and helped develop Kansas into a rich and productive agricultural economy. Today, more than half of Kansas wheat varieties can trace their lineage back to turkey red. Thanks to turkey red wheat and the game-changing farming practices of the Mennonite farmers, Kansas became known as the wheat state and breadbasket of the world.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. For everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Coming off a much-needed off day, the Royals are refueled after a tough stretch against some of the best teams in the majors. So far in June, they are just 6-8, but now their stretch of games until the All-Star break has them only facing one team with a record over 500, and manager Matt Quatrera says every game counts the same.
It's not something I really want to keep talking about, that we played first-place teams and now we're not, because every game counts the same.
The team could get some reinforcements back soon, as starting pitcher Michael Wacha and second baseman Michael Massey will both begin rehab assignments this week. As Wacha will be in the Arizona Complex League to start, and Massey will be in AAA Omaha. But the team starts a three-game series in Oakland tonight, beginning at 8:40 p.m. against the A's, as Alec Marsh gets the ball. Tomorrow night's game is also set for 8:40 with Cole Reagans on the bump, and Thursday's getaway day game is set for 2:37 with Seth Lugo on the bump. The A's are currently 1-9 in their last 10 and have a negative 92 run differential, as the Royals are 4-6 in their last 10 with a plus 61 run differential. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Duke.
Tackle tasks on your property with a new compact utility tractor from Prairieland Partners. During their summer sales event, enjoy 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. Get the tractor you need now with low monthly payments and without the burden of high interest rates. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairieland Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
Because you want to hear bacon and eggs on your outdoor griddle, not the scraping of rust. Introducing the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. Stays ready, not rusty, with a carbon steel cooktop pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. The Weber Slate heats evenly edge to edge up to 500 degrees. All you'll hear is the gasp of amazement from friends and family when you serve the food. Cooking with the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle just sounds delicious and tastes even better.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Coggy. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We can expect another windy and warm day across much of Kansas, with some wind gusts anywhere from 30 to 45 miles per hour, especially over the south central part of the state. Meanwhile, another warm and muggy day with a frontal boundary moving in from the northwest. That will trigger thunderstorms late this afternoon and this evening. Already a flood watch posted for west central Kansas, where anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain is likely. A few storms could be severe, especially in western and central Kansas. And then by tomorrow, things wind down. Hot weather on Thursday, but storm chances return on Saturday. Northwestern Kansas, a chance of thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. Partly cloudy, scattered storms in north central Kansas with a high in the low 90s. Sunny, breezy, and low 90s in northeastern Kansas. Southwestern Kansas, thunderstorms this afternoon, some with heavier rainfall with a high in the mid-90s. Windy and low 90s likely in south-central Kansas. Partly sunny and breezy with a high near 90 in the southeastern part of the state. Tonight's low 72. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, pork wholesale pork trade continues to struggle, and thus still that heavier weights burdensome issue and continues to be that way. As well, cattle were mixed yesterday. This despite the record cash that we had last week on the five state average, record 192.55. So expect a mixed opening due to the cattle on feed report coming out later this week. As far as the grain trade is concerned, a little bit choppy in the wheat market, a bit higher in corn and soy. Wheat steady to lower in the hard red winter wheat. Corn 2 cents higher, soybeans 2 to 3 cents higher overall. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.